You ready for this, big boy?
No, I'm not ready at all.
I don't give a shit.
One, two, three.
Oh, we're scissoring.
Yeah, we
are. We both got scissors.
We're scissoring.
Oh,
yeah.
We're scissoring.
Yeah. I feel mad at the absurdity of individuals.
I'm sorry, am I fucking boring you right now?
No, the soju bomb, goodness. No, and you're
he's yawning.
No, because your voice is soothing, goodness. Hot glue gun.
Yep, that's on the list.
For what? Like for hair or for hardware purposes?
Maybe both, bro. Because Wesley's being a poo-poo face, and I want the audience to hear.
I have to be. What I have to be put sometimes.
Oh, I'm going to get canceled from this one segment. But you put a lot of things in your mouth, so maybe it's different. That came out way wrong. I'm sorry. Chiffon? I don't know. Chiffon. Haha. I don't have any money, so I don't know how to say the word. Low-key saying that Bambi's mother's death meant nothing to you. What up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. And shout out to my co-host this week. We got Wesley the Bestie, a.k.a. DJ. Hey, cousin.
Yeah, I'm wrapped up. And fresh out the hospital, and I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, if you're a new listener, you missed it. Wesley did get stabbed a couple of times in the past couple of episodes. But if you listen carefully, you can see how he prompted me to do that. So, but
prompt
he's fine
is
now.
A strong word, but okay. Standing here, I didn't. Why? Wow, that's.
Well, actually, we're sitting there.
Yeah, sitting here. Yeah, that's.
Aggressively.
Fair warning. That's also a prompt. Everyone.
Aggressively, honestly.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. Groovy.
We got a dope, random, fun podcast episode for you guys. We're going to go ahead and start it off.
So random, I don't even know what's going to happen.
That's true. The only thing he knows of for sure, for certain fact, is we're going to actually share a drink with you guys. So if you want, you're listening, go ahead and pause the podcast real quick. Go make your favorite drink.
Yeah.
And join us. We're going to have ourselves. What do you call it again, Wes?
A Soju Supreme Bomb.
A Soju Supreme Bomb is what we're going to have. So what that actually includes is a Pilsner beer, like a light beer. We're using Yingling Pilsner. As well as you're going to pour that in one glass and then another shot glass, you're going to pour in half soju and half makgeolli. Now, if you're wondering what that is, make sure you go ahead and check in my show notes is the link to my newest YouTube video where Wes and I did and I'll try that with the makgeolli. Makgeolli? Yeah, you'll see.
You'll see. Yeah, we talk about it.
It's a thing. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pour that into the glass and make it a bomb. Chug those down. It's going to be delicious. So it's pretty much beer, soju, and makgeolli as a bomb. And it is a drink that I think Wesley thinks that he has created. It may already exist in Korea. We don't know.
I did. And whoever says they did, we can just fight to the death, Highlander style.
Wow, Highlander style. You're going to cut their head off and take their powers?
I mean, yeah.
What if their power is like to have like a lot of gas, like to just fart a lot?
Well, guess what power I'll be mastering this weekend.
That's an odd flex. Okay. Let's go ahead and make these drinks. Wesley is now pouring the soju into the shot glasses.
Yeah, we did a little ASMR just now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm sure they heard it.
And he's pouring in the makgeolli now, which is a carbonated white rice wine drink. I don't even think I had to add white to it.
Nope,
carbonated rice wine drink. That's just hard to say.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Yes, that's a lot.
This is going to hurt.
Yeah. Actually has made the... Don't hand it to me over my computer.
Shut up.
I could stab you again. There's a lot of glass in here.
Yeah, there is. Okay, yo, this is, if y'all can see this, this looks like something that costs around $45 in somewhere in Austria.
Not Austria. Okay, hold on. I want to get a photo of this, bro. All
right, bet.
Bet. Yeah, nice. You look homeless as fuck. I'm gonna put this photo on the It's Pro Silly Instagram so you guys see that shit. And the Pro Silly Podcast on Facebook. That's funny shit. You do look homeless.
Yeah.
Question. Do I film us doing this for like
Yes, let's film this.
Okay.
Let's film this.
Oh shit.
Prop it up somewhere.
You prop it up somewhere. ass.
I want us to both be in frame.
Just let me figure this out. Fuck. All right.
She's struggling, everyone.
Shut up. Yeah, so Rick, I sent Wes to go grab the ring light that has a holster. Yes, I did. I sent him because I'm the queen of the podcast. Luckily for me, Wesley doesn't listen to this podcast, so he has no idea what's being said. And as I said before, he's a poop head. We have our soju and our makgeolli in this glass.
Yes, we do.
And we have our beer in this glass. We're going to pour this into the beer.
Yes.
It is time.
It's time.
Pour it. Oh, shit. Hear that fizzle? Cheers. Ah. Soju Supreme. Nice. Damn, if it's the bomb, it has to go down the hatch. You all right? So now that Wes and I have done our Soju Supreme bombs here with you guys, which, by the way, stay tuned towards the end of the podcast. So you can hear all the randomness while we were getting things set up to get that done. That was interesting. So it's time to get on with the show. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. It is very helpful to any podcast that is trying to grow. So coming up, I don't know if it's a Soju Supreme talking, but I've allowed ChatGPT to decide our next segment. But here's the thing, Wes, a.k.a. DJ Hey. I'm sorry, am I fucking boring you right now?
No, the soju bomb, goodness. No, and you're
he's yawning.
No, because your voice is soothing. Goodness, golly. I knew you were going to probably say something. That's why I tried to, you know what I'm saying, ninja yawn, but still, you caught it.
There's no such thing as a ninja yawn, bro.
Yes, it is. A yawn from the shadows.
Went over your mouth while it was open.
Continue, please.
All right, cool. So... What I need you to do, Wes, is I need you, okay, to choose the number 1 through 3.
Right now?
Right now.
2.
That number right... Oh, okay. 2 it is. Ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. Wes is not aware of...
2. Dos.
He said 2.
Peace sign.
I put in 3 different random prompts into ChatGPT. Wes here has no idea what those said prompts are.
At all.
He chose number 2 randomly. And Wes, would you rather me tell you what the other 2 were?
Yes.
And then tell you what the one you chose is?
Yes.
So the first one I put in was 2 friends arguing over burgers and hot dogs, which is the best.
Two friends arguing. Yeah, yeah. And again, you had nothing to do with these.
No. Okay. I only put in the prompts and ChatGPT, they just... filled it in.
Yeah.
So I haven't even read these yet, by the way.
Okay, awesome. What's the third one?
The other one was 2 friends who didn't realize they were in a horror movie.
Oh, shit.
That's a script.
What, they thought they were in a comedy?
Dramatic? I don't know. I haven't
romantic
read it.
Comedy? Oh, shit.
They wrote up a script.
All right,
the
cool.
The one you chose that I can't wait to hear you do is an inspirational speech about sporks. Like actual sports.
Actual sports.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's great. Okay, awesome.
Wait,
all right, fellas and fellettes.
Fellas and fellettes.
This is my first time viewing this. I haven't even viewed it yet. It's about to come in hot, fresh. Yeah, you heard that? You
I
heard
texted
that?
It to you on accident.
Oh, she texted.
I meant to airdrop it. Whatever.
Doesn't matter. I still got it.
And so this is going to be a cold read, listeners. He's never read this before. I literally got it this afternoon. And so this is going to be great. It's an inspirational speech about sporks. And if you don't know what a spork is, imagine a spoon, a part spoon, part fork eating utensil. That's what a spork is. Very popular in the 90s in the lunchroom. And I think still at KFC or at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going camping, you probably use a spork.
Yeah. Sporks are hot.
You're going on a field trip, you probably had to use a spork.
Let's hear the speech. I'm so excited.
Cell phones on silent and shut your fucking mouth. The show is about to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed sports enthusiasts, and those who have embraced the glory of the ultimate utensil, the spork, gather round, for today we embrace on a journey of culinary excitement. A journey where forks and spoons unite in holy matrimony to create the most magnificent hybrid known to humankind, the Spork. the Spork. A marvel of engineering, a beacon of ingenuity, and the symbol of versatility in the world of cutlery. For too long, we have been confined by the limitations of separate utensils. Forks for stabbing, spoons for scooping. But behold, the Spork swoops in like a hero in shining stainless steel, offering us best of both worlds. Think about it, my friends. With a Spork in your hand, you can conquer any mealtime dilemma with grace and finesse. Soup, no problem. Salad, easy peasy. Pasta, bring it on, Jack. The Spork fearlessly tackles every cutlery challenge. It tends definite piercing, it boils expeditiously, scooping, all while maintaining an air of dignity elegance. But the Spork is more than just a cutlery tool. It's a symbol of unity. It brings together the fork enthusiast and the spoon aficionados, bridging the great divide between both who prefer stabbing and those who prefer slipping. It's a reminder that in this vast, divisive world, if we can't find common ground, even to something as similar trivial as utensils. So let's raise our spokes high, my friends, and toast to the magnificent fusion of fork and spoon. Let us embrace the fork, not just as a utensil, but as a beacon of hope. A reminder that even in the most mundane of objects, there lies the potential for greatness. And let us go forth into the world, armed with the trusty sporks, ready to conquer any mealtime challenge that dares to cross our path. In the immortal worlds of Shakespeare, if he were a spork enthusiast, and I believe he would be, to spork or not to spork, that is the question. And my friends, the answer is clear. Spork on! And may your culinary adventures be forever blessed by the mighty Spork. Thank you. And good day.
Okay. I would like to preface that in my original prompt, I said a short speech. Also, there were 87 accents.
Yeah, I switched around a lot. I started Southern and I went
Southern. English
a little bit. Yeah,
Jamaican at one point.
Little. Yeah, that was
Boston somehow.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
I think you may even have found the peanut a few times. Words that you were trying so hard to figure out an accent, some words didn't make any sense.
It was great.
I know he knows what the word diversity says.
I was so lost in the accent.
He was like, I don't know how to say it in this accent.
I was lost in the moment. I was lost in the moment, y'all. Okay, so
it
just bear with me on that, okay? Just bear with me on that, all right? Yo, I was lost in a moment.
We're gonna hella bring back this type of topic. Just let ChatGPT write some random shit. Now the other two were scripts, so we can still do those at another time.
We can. We
can join in on that. But to spork or not to spork, that is the question.
That is the question.
Oh, man, that was great. Okay, guys, so up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, we're going to go ahead and talk about Nicki Minaj.
Can I get my Emmy first for my performance?
Absolutely. How about a... No, by the way, not. Okay. How about a Razzie?
All right, cool. I'll take it.
All right, cool. That's definitely... You're on the list for that.
All right, cool, fine.
You're on the list for that.
Awesome.
Let's talk about Miss Minaj if you're nasty. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. And we back.
We back.
We back with it.
With it.
Ew. Mm. All right, so check this out. Apparently, in case you did not know this, and I know this is going to come to quite a shock to many of you, us included, but Nicki Minaj can be a very demanding person.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, but come on now. Most of those famous people are.
Yeah.
You know, the publicists and assistants and people just to grab their hot Cheetos. Like,
ow,
yeah, I'm
that
sure
was my toe.
Yeah, ow, that look it hurt. People just to grab the grapes, just the seedless ones from that one corner store they like. Like, I'm sure it gets weird.
Yeah, weird, yes. It definitely does get weird. I do have ahead of me here the writer for Nicki Minaj, which is going to be interesting. I'm on thesmokinggun.com because you know that's where I be. That's where I is be at.
That's where you
okay,
be,
is I is be there. All right. And I want to go ahead and take a look at this writer with you guys and see what you guys think, if she's demanding or not. So it says here, this was on February 23rd of this year, and it says, with Nicki Minaj's 2024 world tour set to launch next week, promoters everywhere should brace for dealing with a concert writer benefiting a diva. For us to present the full Nicki Minaj entertainment experience, we need you to deliver every item listed in this writer. Okay, and that's a quote, by the way, that's on her writer notes here. It says, declares that the declares the introduction to a prior Minaj writer detailing the rapper's technical and hospitality needs. So that's what the writer technically is, for those of you who don't know what that is. Guess how many pages this writer is, bro?
How many?
Take like a guess.
7.
Almost 40. 40 pages of shit that she expects to be done.
Yeah, that's a
lot.
For
her to be there.
Is she writing in really big font?
No. I'm sure it's probably like 12 font. Maybe it, double space, but I don't know.
Is the paper really small?
It doesn't seem like it. Yeah, no. Look, take a look at this. That's just some of it.
Oh, the list is actually here.
Yeah, some of the list is here.
It's separated by like sections. It's in sections. Wow.
It is. So it says, covering 40 pages, the Minaj writer details details her show's stage, lighting, and sound requirements. Okay, noting that the local crew must be able to communicate at all times in the English language, which I kind of get that, since that's her first language, or producer, promoter must provide interpreter to work alongside the staff crew from load in to load out. The portion of this writer detailing the setup of Minaj's dressing room runs several pages, with subsections covering furniture and dressing room accommodations, bathroom requirements, beauty, health, and hygiene, water and soft drinks, food and condiments, and the last part, wine and alcohol. So her list of backstage demands is lengthy, with notations that many items are all bold and caps, very important, like regular ranch and blue cheese dressings and white love seat, very important, no exceptions. Oh, we're not even done.
I know, because there's 40 fucking pages apparently.
I took a sip of water. I was getting exhausted just from this part. Along with a pink toothbrush, because she can't bring her own. Minaj needs 4 rolls of good quality toilet paper, 4 unscented Dove soap bars, a box of baby wipes, mouthwash, deodorant, Burt's Bees facial wipes, contact lens solution, pink chiffon. Pink chiffon hand gel. I don't have any money, so I don't know how to say the word. 5 scented candles, 2 dozen pink or white roses. She's got a little wiggle room there. 2 pink IKEA table lamps, and many, many other items. Her food requirements include 2 strip steaks well done. Okay. That's where I stop right there. I don't need it to be well done. Like, medium is fine. You know, okay, sorry. She goes on. Fresh whole kernel corn, not corn on the cob. 2 grilled or blackened chicken breasts, a deli tray, 2 cans of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, a fruit platter, apples, peanut butter, cranberries, blue diamond almonds, 4 cans of bumblebee tuna, a jar of Italian whole green olives, A1 steak sauce, and Red Rooster hot sauce. Upon request, Minaj may also need... I'm reading all this, by the way, for the first time myself. 12 pieces of fried chicken, spicy wings, no thighs. By comparison, the performer's booze needs appear minimal. 4 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of Ciroc vodka, and single bottles of Moet champagne and Patron silver tequila. She also demands 4 travel-sized bottles of Sutter Home Chardonnay. The Nicki Minaj entertainment experience begins anew on March 1st in Oakland, California. So, what do you think about this, Wes? Do you think she's demanding, or...
I would make sure there was semen on all of it.
Oh. Well, there's a take I didn't see coming. Ah! See what I did there?
Exactly.
I didn't see it coming.
All that shit you asking for? Come on, G. Like, I kind
of
get it.
Is like, that like for all of her entourage? I don't think it's just for her. Obviously.
I think a part of it's a... I don't even think this is real. I think it's real, but I don't think like... I think this is a ploy. I think like this is for people she don't fuck with. Like, you want to invite me here to this thing? I don't really want to go to. Here's my list of demands. You can't acquiesce to these things? Oh, oops, wow, then I guess I can't come.
Oh, shit, I just came to the list here. All walls must be piped and dragged in white to cover any exposed walls to give room uniformity.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And here's the thing. I know this isn't as bad as it gets. Even if this is real... I know this isn't as bad as it gets. I'm sure people have had even crazier demands. I only want green M&Ms in my bowl. Like, you know,
room must be set at 80 degrees Fahrenheit or 26 degrees Celsius before arrival at venue.
Bitch,
please,
that's hot.
Give us the ability of instructions on working room temperature.
All right.
I'm
all
still
right,
on
cool.
That bring. She expects you to bring her a fucking toothbrush. Like, that's...
Yeah, gross. You ain't want to bring your own toothbrush?
That's what I'm saying.
Gross.
Like, you can't
gross.
Do at least that.
That's a little gross.
That's... This list goes on and on, bro. That's just some of it. Like, what I'll do, guys, is I will post the link of this, and you can take a look at the writer that they have on thesmokinggun.com. But it is a lot.
Yeah, take a look at it for yourself, and you'd be the judge for yourself if this is considered, quote-unquote, too much. Maybe we're overreacting.
Here is the black right here.
The black.
Durable restaurant-style takeaway boxes, napkins, and straws. Durable thick paper plates, forks, spoons, and knives.
Huh? What?
Yo, her and her crew was taking this shit to go when they're done.
Of course. They don't live there. They're leaving. They're going to leave eventually.
Yep.
And when they do, they want a plate of whatever.
Hot glue gun.
Hot glue gun?
Yep, that's on the list.
For what?
I have no idea.
Like for hair or just for hardware purposes?
Maybe both, bro.
Oh, shit.
Maybe bro. 24 bottles of drinking water, no Evian, 12 room temperature, 12 on ice. 12 bottles of assorted Gatorade or Powerade on ice.
Oh, she don't like Evian, but she'll take Powerade or Gatorade.
And
that's just for the male dressing rooms. The dressing room she won't even fucking be in. All right, cool.
Every dressing room has different things that she expects to be there.
Mm.
So, yeah, Nicki Minaj's writer. Wasn't that fun? Did you feel poor?
I feel mad at the absurdity of individuals.
Save that.
Hold on to it. Harness it.
Up next, we got ourselves a very interesting game of fuck, marry, kill, because we still have no idea what the fuck it's going to be.
We don't?
Nope. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We're going to have ourselves a very interesting fuck, marry, kill segment. We haven't done FMK in a minute, I feel like. It's been a few episodes.
It has.
It has been, right?
It has.
It's normally like random recordings of us outside drinking and talking shit, and we're like, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, it comes up sporadically, and we just happen to record it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, this might be funny. Record it. You know what I mean? So today it's going to be on purpose, but also on accident. So what we're going to be doing is we came up with a bunch of different FMKs, fuck, marry, kills. We named them out, but they're in different orders. So what we're going to do is we have 8 different FMKs, and Wes and I, we're going to go ahead and do our what we call Japanese-style rock, paper, scissors right here behind studio, behind the scenes. You can't see that part. And whoever wins gets to choose a number. That number, whatever it is, that's going to be the topics for our fuck, marry, kill segment. You ready for this, big boy?
No, I'm not ready at all.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, shit.
Now, if you don't know what the Japanese style rock, paper, scissors is, from what I saw, I think it was on TikTok or YouTube, something. Anyways, rock, paper, scissors is like a real sport there or something like that. So what they do is each person playing, they close their fist, and they extend their arm out so both of their fists are touching. On the count of three, it sounds like. On the count of three, whatever is being said in Japanese, that is when they make their hands make the shape that they want, rock, paper, or scissors. It's actually a legit way to do it without
it
cheating.
It really is. It's efficient.
It's efficient.
It
you
has.
Can't change it. I felt you change it.
And you know what I'm saying? It has an injection of honor into it.
Yeah.
Which a lot of American lack. You know what I'm saying? Just throwing it out there.
I mean, you gotta like shit on my country in front of my face.
I'm just
playing. Fuck it. You ready? You ready for this?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we got our fist touching on three. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Oh, we're scissoring.
Yeah, we
are. We both got scissors.
We're scissoring.
Oh,
yeah.
We're scissoring.
Yeah.
Right here first on the Professionally Sewing Podcast.
Exactly.
A scissoring episode.
Finally.
Yo, save
Y'all
that.
Been waiting forever for this. Only took 300 episodes.
Right. Episode number 308 or 9. I'm really bad at that. All right, so let's do it again because we both scissored each other.
All right.
All right. One, two, three. All right. He got the rock. I got the scissors.
Ooh,
he just fucked my shit up.
I just banged the shit out of your scissors.
Damn, that's rude. We just scissored earlier. Now you're just going to pretend like we didn't
have
a moment?
That was the earlier.
That was earlier?
That means nothing now.
Fuck you, bro. All right, pick a number between 1 and 8.
6.
6. And here's the funny thing. I don't remember what they are either. So our FMK this week is going to... Oh, this is the one that we really was struggling over. I have here Mufasa...
Oh.
Bambi's mom and Marley. Which was the saddest? Where this is a really dark, weird FMK.
Oh, we're about to get weird, y'all.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So run up by us again. run up by me again.
So we got Bambi, Mufasa's mom, and Marley. These are characters that all died that was like super fucking sad.
Yeah, this is cinematic animal death.
Yeah, cinematic.
This is cinematic animal death.
Save that.
That's what this is, okay?
Because so many people do like fuck, marry, kill of people and celebrities and TV shows and food.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, yo, let's make this weird.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I guess in a sense of saying like which one like affected you more.
Yeah.
I guess, but in a fuck, marry, kill kind
of
way.
That's the radar. On
that's
this.
The radar there.
Yeah. That's the spectrum on this. That which we're judging.
So I'm gonna put this on the podcast. If you're on Spotify, you can ask questions. I can ask you guys questions as listeners, and you can respond to them. And I want you to answer this FMK.
You don't gotta explain yourself. They know what they know what it is.
Some
they know what
don't.
They know what they mean by this. All right. So
fuck, marry, kill: Mufasa's death, Bambi's mom's death, or Marley's death from Marley and Me. Mufasa from Lion King, obviously Bambi from Bambi. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, I'm going to start with Marley and Me. You know, I'm a fuck Marley and Me. That's a cool movie, but that's a very, that's a very,
I just love that sentence. I'm a fuck Marley and Me. I love that. Go ahead.
That's an on the surface death. That's a very like standard, like, oh, the family dog died after having adventures. Oh no, we're sad now. That's, what I'm saying? That's cool, and that'll bring a tear to an obviously. But that doesn't have layers to it. I need layers.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I need depth. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said...
This is so weird.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm gonna kill Bambi. We're gonna kill Bambi's mom
already.
Again. We're gonna kill her again.
She's
gonna
dead,
die
bro.
Again.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
That was. I'm sorry.
So
that
you're low-key saying that Bambi's mother's death meant nothing to you.
You know why? Because there was no buildup. We didn't learn nothing about her. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know like how. We don't even know if she was a good mom or not.
She was probably black. They killed her so fast.
And you know what I'm saying? We don't even know like what her parenting style was. If she was an active or a passive parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did she do if Bambi misbehaved? Like, did you know what I'm saying? Was she physical with him, or was she, you know what I'm saying? Was she more talkative? Was she, hey, just put that down? No, you can't get nothing from the store today, Bambi. No, you'll get something later. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know. We know nothing. We know nothing. But you want me to be sad just because she died? Randomly on a cold evening. Nigga, chill out. Come on.
It didn't look that cold. But also, like, I like in your scenario, they're at a convenience store and shit. Like, this is a fucking deer, bro. Like, I mean, I know I joked earlier, but yeah, no, I think she was black. They killed Bambi's mama so fast.
Fast.
So then that means you're marrying Mufasa?
Hell yes,
you're marrying
bruh.
Mufasa's death.
Hell yes. Did you remember the stakes? You know what I'm saying? Royalty, Game of Thrones level type shit.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Killing off the dad so you can take
like
over the
G.
throne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck the son.
Trying to save his son.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck them so much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you watch. I'm gonna let you watch me off your dad. You watch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And to the point in which you go what's the term? Excommunicate yourself.
Damn.
You excommunicate yourself. Go live Hakuna Matata style.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how bad it was.
You know what's crazy, bro? Like, I came in this thinking, the moment I said it, I was like, oh, I think I know what I'm gonna do. And the way that you explain some shit, man, like, obviously, you know, rest in peace to our moms.
Of course, yeah, of course.
Bambi's mom. Yeah. Like, no, fuck her, man. Animation wasn't even good. Yeah. You know, like you couldn't even get no good deer meat, no deer jerky from that skinny
hell
bitch.
Nah,
like,
hell no, hell no, hella anorexic.
No, we don't body shame dead deer, bro.
Yeah, of course not, of course not. Yeah, we were just joking. We support all animated deer funds and societies.
Yeah, yeah, and lions.
You know what I'm saying? We
but
love
also,
you.
Let's also remember everyone who's like, oh my god, please remember these characters aren't fucking real. Calm down.
I'm in an outroar. I'm gonna leave one star review because they're talking shit about Bambi's mother. Those N-words.
Do you know how many Disney conventions I've gone to? All right, I'm an aficionado. All right? Bambi's mom actually died early fall. It wasn't even that cold. Okay? And it says in canon, in the pre-script before the movie came out, that she was a great mom. There was a deleted scene, all right, where they were actually, she was getting food for Bambi, all right, and she fought off two wolves for
oh,
the
shit.
Food, okay? So, all right, they had to cut it out for budget purposes, okay? So don't you talk to me about her being a bad mom. Shut your ass up.
I never knew my mom.
Nick in the back. Just want a word in.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to get canceled from this one segment. It's just a fucking animated thing. Like, you just, because you know, like these days, people get so in their panties tied
really
up
do.
In like
30,000
bunches over stupid shit.
Over ultimately superfluous stuff.
All right, so here's my thing, bro.
Okay.
I kind of agree with you, bro. I'm going to fuck Marley and me,
okay.
Obviously, because
okay.
That was some sad shit. When your pet dies, no matter what kind of pet it is, that shit hits you.
It does.
When somebody you know loses a pet, that's it. That shit
it
hits
does.
You. But low-key, you be thinking, thank God it wasn't my pet. You know?
Factuals.
Like, you would never say that, but when someone you know, their dog dies or their cat dies or something, you go home and you love on your pet so
extra hugs and
fucking
kisses.
Hard,
extra
bro.
Hugs and kisses.
Your pet's like, yo, what the fuck? Why are you,
damn.
Wow.
Oh, 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 this extra tight. Ow. Oh, I mean, I love you too, but damn.
Rough. It's a little rough. Oh shit. Okay, so yeah, I'm fucking Marley and I kind of have to marry Mufasa. I feel like I feel like that was like my first as a child experience of like death, like,
yeah,
you know, I think my grandma died a few years later, so yeah. It was that for me to like really, because I cried, bro.
Ooh.
And even as an adult, I still get choked up.
Teary-eyed, man.
Remember.
Still get you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah.
Bro, as far as the light touches.
Ooh, she's everything.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because, like, Scar was like, be prepared. Like, be prepared for me to Will Smith slap you. Now that I know what's going on, if I see Scar in the street, even though he's dead right now, if I see his ghost in the street, I'm going to fuck him up.
Exactly.
Real talk. Me and Scar on sight.
On sight.
On sight.
I love the passion. That passion was.
Was that aggressive?
That's what we need around here. We need that passion.
Yo, where's my glass break sound effect?
Yeah. Insert
that's
glass
Scar.
Break. Yeah. Not actually. No. Don't. Oh. It gets dangerous when the glass breaks.
All right. Fine. That's how I feel about it, but yeah. But let me know on the Professionally Podcast Group, okay, FMK, who was your favorite death, I guess? which one moved you?
Yeah, most moving of the three.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. That was really dark and weird.
I loved it.
Oh, man, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Wes thought that this shit is over and it's not.
What?
I have a bonus segment right now.
What?
Yeah. I guess it can be don't fucking trust me as a podcast host. You never know what's going
to
go down.
Yeah, pretty much. I keep having to learn this lesson every, like, 2 weeks.
Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Keep you on your toes. So check this out, bro. I was on my Instagram, and there's this podcast I listen to. It's called Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Oh, my God.
And they have this really interesting thing that they posted recently on their Instagram, Hillbilly_horror_stories. And it says here, your prison name is, and it tells you exactly what it's going to be. So you can join me.
Your prison name?
Your prison name.
Why would I want to know what my prison name is?
Why wouldn't you?
What?
Why wouldn't you?
What?
Why wouldn't you?
We spoke about this earlier.
We spoke
about this earlier, Amber, about how neither one of us would most likely not survive jail. Okay? We know this. We've talked about this.
I'm not saying we survive it. I'm just trying to get our prison names. I mean, this is the podcast where we have vagina names. Why are you so fucking surprised?
Go ahead.
So, if you're over 150 pounds, join me, listeners. If you're over 150 pounds... it's big. If you're under 150 pounds, it's little. That's the first part. It's a three-part. So we already big.
All right, we big. All right.
The next thing is the color of your current shirt, not your hoodie, your shirt.
Okay.
If you have just a hoodie on, that. If you don't have anything on, I guess the color of your chest titties, probably that. All right? The next thing is the last thing you had in your mouth. So mine is going to be Big Black Noodle. We had noodles. I chose that because I slurped those down. But you put a lot of things in your mouth, so maybe it's different. That came out way wrong. I'm sorry.
I guess.
Say that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I guess my name is Big Red Beef.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Big Red Beef. Hey, yo, clear the hall. Big Red Beef coming.
Yo, here come Big Black Noodle. Nobody cares. Yo, get that Drake shit out of here. Prosthetic. Shut up. And now that's the end of the podcast right there.
Okay, do you feel better?
I do.
Do you feel better?
I do.
Okay, God damn it.
Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your face, and most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star and or written review on any podcast platform that you're listening to, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yo, it's important there. Trust me on that. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly. You can binge all the episodes you haven't heard yet. And do me a favor, share this podcast with a friend. It's always fun when you give somebody something awesome.
It is.
And that awesome thing can be me.
Aw.
Yeah, right?
It is.
Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. There'll be photographs and videos and things pertaining to the episodes. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Hey, DJ, hey, cousin, where can they find you?
Hey, all of my nipples out there, which the best part of the titty. You can find me,
okay.
Wesley.
Still doing that.
At TikTok for DJ Hey Cousin. You can find me on Twitter/X at Westy Roberts, Capricorn Jenkins. You can find me on Instagram at By Wes Roberts, like the author. Please come visit me. I need more people to come over and say hi. Make sure when you do, you take your shoes off. Try to keep my house clean. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of fecal matter out there on stuff that you won't even realize. Door handles.
That's true. That's why when I flush my toilet, the toilet seat lid is closed.
Exactly. So, yeah, stop on by. I got a lot more stuff coming out. I'm posting more on TikTok. Leave the fecal matter at the virtual door.
Yeah.
Because you will get sprayed with Lysol, preferably in the eyes.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right, great. you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or text.
Yeah.
My Google Voice number is 805-664-1828. All that information is down in the show notes, along with my link trees. That's got all the links to my most used social media platforms, both my YouTube channels and all that. By the way, new Paranormal Blacktivity video is coming. So if you are an avid listener to the show, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're new, Paranormal Blacktivity is my second YouTube channel where I put my black card on the line and I investigated haunted locations. Yeah. New words like Saronius.
We're just
throwing them
We'll look into it.
So keep out for that. It's going to be fire. All those links can be found in my link tree down in the show notes, along with my P.O. Box as well. P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously.
Oh, my God.
Was that weird?
No, that was great. That was lovely, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, Wes, before we go, I'm sure that all of the listeners would love to hear this from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Breaks glass.
Oh, no. Stop.
Step and step.
Again?
Yeah, again. I thought I'd go for like three. This is the last one. If you do it more than three, it's like a trilogy. Sometimes it fucks it up, but this would be good because it was at the very, very end.
This is because of you, audience.
Yeah.
This is because of you.
Yeah.
You pressured it into this.
By the way, I'm not gonna clear your search history. Yeah.
But you promised.
I know. This is really awkward for you.
Audience, please. Sandwich meat.
That's a great last words, sandwich meat. like ham, like turkey, like
pastrami.
Yeah, you'll be out of here. We'll see y'all next time. Oh, we're gonna have to find another way to hurt you.
Probably.
Audibly.
Yeah. All right.
Hand me the beer.
No. I'm going to open it.
You pre-open that. You pre-open the shit out of that. Pouring my beer.
Yeah, she was worried. Like, did you get a bottle opener? Like, no, we're fine.
Give me your bottle.
No, we're fine.
Give me your, what is this, glass?
No, because it's heavy. It's hard to open.
All right.
No, it's not.
All right.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Okay. You know, throw your hand up fine.
All right. Do your job.
Fine.
Do your job.
You know, the verbal communications for fun.
These are the things that happen behind the scenes I normally edit out, but I'm going to keep this in.
Oh, yeah, we're keeping this
Wesley's
in.
Because Wesley's being a poo-poo face, and I want the audience to hear.
I have to be. What I have to be sometimes. Sometimes I have to be, okay?
Let this be known that Wesley is a poo-poo face. Save that.
That's fine. I'll be a poo-poo face for the people.
Save that.
Poo-poo face for the people.
It should be a video. Okay, hit record. The red button.
No, I was focusing and get this. Godly. Gosh, Mom.
Yo, you need a drink. Hit record. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to play a very interesting... I can hear my dry mouth. I can just hear it.
You can hear your own dry mouth? Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Now you know what it sounds like.
Shut the fuck up.
Forevermore, now you know.
Do-do-do. Nah, bitch ass.